Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion on letting go. And I want to focus on the point that you don't always have to be right. So if you're in the right lane and you're on a highway, and another car is entering the road from the on-ramp, you have the right of way. And as that car begins to encroach on your lane, you can choose to be right and you can stay where you are. Or you could choose to slow down or to switch lanes to avoid that merging driver. And if you take the avoidance measure, it probably results in you avoiding an accident. But if you choose not to avoid it because you want to be right and you don't get over, well, now that car runs into you. And so you're right, but you're right at what cost? And when you look at a situation where you have an argument, let's say you've got a friend or a loved one that you're arguing with, and you know you're right and you know that they're wrong. But here's a question. What are the odds that they're going to see things your way? For most arguments, the chances are really low that you're going to change their mindset, that you're going to change their beliefs. It's very hard to change somebody's beliefs, especially if it's an area where they have strong beliefs. And if you continue to push that point of view just to fulfill your need to be right, you run a risk of damaging or even destroying the relationship that you have. What if instead you just put your ego to the side and allow the other person to be right? Now, I'm not suggesting that you do this every time. Because if you do it always, then you become sort of a spineless person. Nobody wants to be that person. You don't want to be a doormat. So you don't do it every time, but you pick your battles. If there's an issue that's of critical importance to you, it could affect somebody close to you negatively, or you know, it could affect you negatively, right? Then it makes sense to mount an argument. But if that's not what's going on, let it go. You know, this concept of I'm smarter than you are and that the argument that ensues, that doesn't help any relationship. If you let people be right, what do you really lose in this whole thing? Does your ego get damaged? I don't know. And sometimes you can even patronize them and take a step back and say, okay, you know, there's no point in arguing. We'll go with whatever you want to go with or whatever you say. And sometimes that'll dissipate, but that's a way to do it without actually giving in and telling somebody that they're right. But in the end, we try so hard to be right. And I know so many people that are driven that way. And why is it so critically important? What is it about us that forces us to be right all the time or to think that we're right or to take the high road over someone else? You don't always have to be there. You can relinquish it. You can let it go. And I think your relationships will be much better if you do that over the long term. Just a thought. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can subscribe to the podcast through Stitcher or through iTunes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about this idea of self-created ceilings, limitations that you put on yourself for some reason that is hard to justify in most cases. Why would you limit yourself? We're going to take a look at that. For today, just accept the fact that you don't always have to be right. And next time you find yourself in an argument where you see yourself in this mode of being right, let it go. Let the other person have the win. Let them be right. Let them think they have it. Or at the very least, just agree to disagree and walk away from the situation so you don't damage the relationship. Thank you.